all the, I guess, places I went to, they always celebrate Mother's Day, but never Father's Day.
所以许多地方，我去的地方，他们总是非常注意庆祝母亲节，好像没有对父亲节没有那么太注意到。This
is quite a special place.
所以我觉得这里很特别。Let's
turn, open our Bible, and we'll turn to, let's read a couple passages. First, let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 21.
让我们一起来打开圣经，我们要读几处的圣经。
The person who's sitting next to you does not have a Bible or don't know where is Matthew 4:21, would you please help him or her?
如果你坐在旁边人，他不知道马太福音在哪里的话，你可以帮助他一起找一下。
So Matthew chapter 4, verse 21. Let's read it together in the language or the version of the Bible that we are most convenient.
让我们一起来读马太福音第四章二十一节，不管用什么语言都可以，我们一起。
Going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in the boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them. And I would like to underline in my version in the NIV says preparing their nets. Actually, they are mending their nets.
所以我在这里稍微加强一些，就是我用的是那个新国际版，它在里面讲到他们在绣补网，叫补网这个字。And
let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 42.
我们再来一起看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1, verse 42.
然后是四十二节。
We found it, then we'll read it together.
我们找到的话，我们就可以一起来念。And
he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You'll be called Cephas. And here I would like to emphasize the, as some of you may have in your Bible, Cephas, which is translated, is Peter.
所以在这里我特别要强调一点，就讲到基法翻译出来就是彼得。
And let's go back to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
我们再来一起看路加第五章第五和第六。
And this is when Jesus was at the lake of Gennesaret. And this is what happened. And so let's find verse chapter 5 verse 5 and 6 and let's read it together.
我们下面要念的是第五章，路加福音第五章要念第五和第六，那是讲耶稣站在
Simon answered, Master, we have walked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you said so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网显现裂开。
Here I would like to highlight the phrase, their nets began to break.
这里我特别请大家注意到，是讲到这些网险些裂开。
We're almost done. Luke 22, verse 31.
我们下面要念继续路加22:31。
That's correct. So Luke chapter 22, verse 31, it goes like this. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift of all of you as wheat.
主又说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。
Last for now, John 21.
下面我们要读的是约翰福音二十一章
，verse 11，
第十一节。
So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，一共153条，鱼虽然这样多，网却没有破。
I would like to highlight the last phrase, even with so many, the net was not torn.
我要特别请大家注意到，就是后面最后一句，就鱼虽然这样多，网却没有破。
Let's bow our head and have further word prayer.
让我们一起来低头，我们继续有点祷告。
This is my father's world. Oh, let me never forget.
啊，这实在是天父的世界，让我们不要忘记。
That though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet.
啊。我们知道，虽然外面有险恶，但是我们知道这仍然是天父掌管的世界。
This is my father's world. The battle is not done.
这是我们天父的世界，虽然这个战争还没有结束。
Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
主耶稣基督，他在十字架上成就的，能够让天地合一。
Oh dear Father, may you speak to all our hearts this morning.
我们在天上的父，真是愿你今天向我们每一个人的心说话。
As we prayed earlier, regardless where we are, that we are all your children.
就像我们前面祷告那样，无论我们是在地上是做什么的，我们都是你的儿女。
May you bless your words in Jesus' name.
我们愿意你祝福你自己的话语，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad to be among His people this morning.
再一次，弟兄姐妹们实在是早上好，我非常高兴能够来到你们当中。
And first of all, I'd like to make some apologies.
先我要向大家道歉。
And usually, when I speak on Sunday, I would like to, like my brother, wear a shirt and a tie.
一般我在主日的时候如果我特别要传讲信息的话，我就要像这位弟兄一样要打上领带，穿上衬衫。
But I haven't been home for the last 8 days. I was in Far East Asia.
但是我实在是过去八天，我是从在亚洲那边在远东八天都在那边。
And I was there with my family visiting my father.
我实在是跟我们一家一起去探望我的父亲。
Another thing is that because of jet lag, I just got here last night. So if I fell asleep, I'm going to ask my brother to wake me up.
所以还有一个就是我昨天晚上才乘飞机刚刚到温哥华，所以可能会有一些时差方面。如果我真是打困的话，请弟兄们提醒一下。
And I hope that will not happen, of course.
我希望这个不会发生。
So this morning, I would like to share with all of you regarding a story of recovery.
我今天想跟大家一起分享的是关于这个恢复的这个一个故事。
And before I get into the story, and I would like to read a couple of verses, and we don't have time to turn it, but my brother will translate. Yeah.
所以我们在我讲这个故事之前，我们还是要读一些几段经文。那么当然没有时间去翻，那么我们就在这里我们两个读。
And earlier we read in Matthew chapter 4:21 that Jesus saw these two brothers and they are mending their nets.
我们前面读的是在马太福音第四章二十一节，耶稣在这里看见是有两位这个兄弟两个人正在那里补网。
And as I was traveling and actually my family and I took my father to a place called Hualien in Taiwan.
所以我跟我的家庭一起，和我带着父亲一起到那个花莲去旅游。
And Hualien is known for its special type of granite. It's granite, 花岗石。
所以花莲那边它特别著名的就是它的花岗石。
And there were fishing boats dotted the landscape that people are fishing.
那边也他也看到了那边有一些渔船在那里。
So the rock, the fishing boat, and the nets pretty much sum up what I'm about to share this morning.
所以在这里讲到我们讲到石头，也讲到那个渔船，也加上渔网。也正是正好讲到我们今天要讲的信息。
And this matter of mending the nets, in or its original language is called, I'll let you translate.
所以咱是讲了补网的事，这个补网它的词如果追溯到原根的话，是讲到一个修复的工作，是它完全的工作。
Yeah, it's a Greek word called, catartizo.
所以它是希腊语，与希腊语的词根的话，他刚才念了，就 catartizo， 它的意思就是修补的意思。
The reason why I want to point this out is because in First Corinthians chapter 10, it says here, "But I exhort you, brothers, by the name of Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, that there is no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." And here.Perfectly joined together is exactly the same word as mending the nets in Greek.
所以在这里刚才讲到哥林多前书的时候，他讲了弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党。还有下面是讲到你们中间要做完全人，这个完全人完全这个字就是一个从修补引申出来的。
Again, in 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, "Finally, brothers, rejoice."Perfect yourself, encourage yourselves. And the word perfect is exactly the same in Greek as mending the nets.
所以刚才如果在哥林多后书里面十三章里面讲到的时候，这句话也是同样一句话。还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人。这个要做完全人的完全人，它的词根还是归属到刚才的修补，使它完全得了完整。
Galatians 6:1 it says, "Brothers, if a man is overtaken in a fault, you, the spiritual ones, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." The word here, "restore," if you have guessed it, is the same Greek word, "katartizo."
所以在这里加拉太书第六章的话，是这样说到第一节，他说：“弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回回来，又当自己小心，也恐怕也被引诱。在这里就是说，挽回回来，也是同样的字根。
And finally, in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the ages were framed by the word of God. So the word framed, once again, is the same Greek word of katartizo and mending.The nets.
同样在希伯来书第十一章的时候第三节在这里说到，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的。在这里神话造成的造成它也是这个词根，也是回到这个修补的恢复的工作。
The reason why I read all these verses and pointing out and its original meaning is that when God speaks of restoring,is not an afterthought.
所以刚才我们要在这里所讲到，这里特别讲到恢复这个字，这个工作讲的神的工作，并不是说神后来才起了有这样的心意。
And I remembered when I was little, and I threw an orange at a window, and I broke the window.
所以当我小的时候，我还记得我有一次拿那个橘子砸向那个窗子的时候，把玻璃打碎了。
And I was afraid my uncle will be upset at me.
我那时候怕我的叔叔对我不高兴。
So I tried to find some way to make it up to him.
所以我呢就像想做点什么事情来是讨好他。
But when God speaks of restoration, it is not something that is an afterthought that something was broken, so that then he was trying to make it work somehow.
我们神在这里讲到他的恢复工作，并不是说好像后来他事先没有想到，后来有些事情发生，他然后再想起来做一些补救的工作。
Because By faith, we understand that the ages were framed by a word of God.
因为我们从这里知道，我们是世界是借着神的话所造的。
And if you remember, back in the book of Genesis, that it mentioned the world is a void without form.
所以你回到创世纪的时候，你知道那是讲到是那是讲到啊那个地球的话，它是叫渊面啊空虚。
And it was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
所以那时讲到第一章是讲到啊，那是地是空虚，渊面黑暗。
And we don't have the time to dig into it, but you know, God will never create something that is empty, formless, darkness.
所以我们神我们知道他是不会做的一个什么东西出来，好像是空虚、渊面、黑暗的东西。
So in the beginning, when God created the heaven and earth, it was a process to which He wants to restore something.
所以实际上，在神创造整个宇宙万物的时候，他已经有放进他里面将来的一些要恢复的工作。
And second thing I would like to emphasize regarding this word restore is that, you know, we know that in the book of Corinthians that there is a division in the church.
所以我们再继续进一步来解释讲这个恢复的工作的时候，我们讲到知道在格林多教会里面，他们有中间有纷争。
And if you notice that the two Bible verses I quoted in Corinthians, one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and another one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, that mentioned this catartizo.
所以在这里，我引用了圣经，是从哥林多前书第一章，还有呢哥林多后书第十三章里面都引用了这个词，关于讲到。词根恢复的工作，修复的工作。
So it's like a bookends, and one in the beginning of the First Corinthians, and the last one is in the last chapter of the Second Corinthians.
就像这个保罗他所写的书信，从第一书信的第一开始到书信的最后的末了，一直在是讲这个修复的恢复的工作。
And it's such an important message, I believe, that for all of us and for all the churches today, that we need to.Be mended together. We need to be catartizo together.
所以我在讲这个题目是非常重要。我们如现今的教会，我们特别要注意到这个是被修复、被恢复的工作。
And before I get into the main theme, that in Galatians, that it talks about if anyone that you know who's overtaken by a fault.
所以在我讲到继续往下讲的时候，特别讲到加拉太书讲到，如果你知道有谁被过犯所胜
，You the spiritual ones restore such one in the spirit of meekness。
所以你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回回来。
Who is the one among us that is gentle in spirit？
所以在我们当中，谁是有温柔有温柔的心呢？
I thought about that our Lord Jesus is the only one.
所以我想到只有我们主耶稣，他只有他是这位。
If we can restore anybody who have overtaken by a fault, it's because we are being restored by our Lord Jesus.
如果我们谁当中真是有这个温柔的心，把谁挽回回来的话，这完全是主耶稣他所做的。
And just like what David prayed in Psalm 51:12, restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
真像这个大卫所祷告的样，真是给我仍然能够在这里享受你的救恩的心。
And in the Mandarin, it was not very clear, but in the in English Bible, that is specifically used the word restored unto me.
虽然中文里面好像没有听到这个他说给我仍然给我这个能够感恩的救恩的心英文里面是比较清楚，这个里面同样是有一个修复的这个关系，恢复的关系。
So how are we as corporately and individually be restored by the Lord?
So 如果我们作为一个群体，或者我们个人，怎样能够被主耶稣真正的来够重建恢复呢？
What is the path?To restoration.
所以这条真是这条修复的工作是怎样进行的呢？
And so this morning, let's look at the life of Peter and perhaps is an example of how the Lord restored him.
所以我们可以从这个彼得被福建啊来看啊这个整个的过程。
And perhaps that this morning will also be brought by the Spirit to the seashore of Galilee and to be there with Peter and see how the Lord will speak to us.
所以我们也借着真是在加利利这个海边的时候啊啊主是怎样来跟彼得说啊的时候，也让我们能够得到同样的得到啊这个光。
So first, when Peter met the Lord and he found his he first found his brother Simon's brother found him and said to him, "We have met Messiah," and in Book of John.
所以啊，那个时候讲到彼得，他的兄弟啊来找到他，跟他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And when Jesus saw him, he looked at him and said, "You are John's son, Simon John, who called Jonah." And in Matthew 16, it says, "You will be called Cephas."
所以在这里，当耶稣看到他是说，你是叫西你是西门，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。
And I don't know about you, but I found it very peculiar.
So 我不知道你是怎么想的哈，我当时我自己觉得好像有点有点特别有点奇怪哈。
If I met my brother Shen and I don't know him, and he said, instead of saying, you know, what is your name, and instead of call my name, and he changed my name.
如果我打个比方，如果他跟这个圣弟兄见到面的话，第一面一般的应该问你叫什么名字啊？他们这个圣弟兄不但不问，反而说把你的名字改掉了。
So if I were Simon Peter, and I would go home and I talk to my wife, I say, "This is a very strange thing that happened to me. And I met this Asian dude, and the first thing he said to me, he changed my name."
所以这个如果我回家，我跟我妻子说，我今天碰到一个这个亚洲佬哈，亚洲佬，他今天他把我的名字给改了。
You know, in the Bible, when a person's name is changed, it signified the change of their directions.
所以我们特别注意到，实际上在圣经里面，当这个一个人的名字被改的时候，这个时候他特别要注意到里面一个非常重要的转折点。
So if you remember when Abraham was Abram.
所以如果你还记得当讲到那个亚伯拉罕他的名字还是亚伯兰的时候
or Jacob become Israel
或者说雅各成为以色名字改成以色列
then name change speaks of the turning point of your life
所以这个时候
and marks a new beginning
所以这个名字的改变时候特别是标一个新的标志是一个转折点而且是一个新的开始
so when I believe so when the Lord saw Peter sorry, I should say Simon, and call him Cephas, which means Peter, he represents a focal point that God is going to be working on him.
所以我相信那个主耶稣在那个时候叫西门把他改成基法也就是说名字叫彼得那个时候是一个非常大的一个转折点。
Now, if you remember in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "You also, as a living stone, are built up as a spiritual house. However, any living stone to be part of his spiritual house required the work of a master's hand."
所以我们也是在彼得前书第二章里面讲到，你们都是活石，要被建造成灵宫。但是要被建造成灵宫的话，那要完全的被雕琢和磨成那个样式。
Now after I prepared the message and I went to Hualien and then I saw this such a big granite that.On the hillside.
当我准备好这个信息的时候，我正好去了花莲，所以在那个地方看到这个大理石哈，这个花岗岩的石头，它的那么巨大。
And to be part of a building, or to be a, let's say, your kitchen countertop, it has to be cut down and to be in sizes that will fit into a design.
所以如果看到这么大的石头，如果你要想把它作为建筑材料用的话，打个比方，比如说你想做你的厨房里面的这个台面的话，它一定要被切割下来。
You know, if you ever watched, let's say a reality TV show, let's say a deadliest catch, those fishermen in Alaska.
如果你看过那个叫真人秀的话哈，真人秀的话里面特别讲到是在阿拉斯加那些渔民们真是可以说叫致命的捕捉哈，致命的捕捉。
And those fishermen are they have a tough job.
这些渔民他们的工作是非常的，可以说非常的危险。
And it's dangerous and it's difficult.
而且是很困难的，而且也比较危险。
And they are pretty rough. A bunch of people, and they use a lot of vulgarities.
所以他们这帮人也是非常粗犷他们语言也很粗哈，很粗俗。
And they are uneducated.
他们也一般来说没有很高的教育。
And just as you remember in Acts 4:13 says that the priest and Anna the Caiaphas said that they were uneducated and unlearned men.
所以在这个使徒行传里面有大祭司亚纳和那个盖亚法，你还记得他们所说的话，他们注意到这些彼得他们好像他们知道他们是没有受过教育的这些渔民。
But it would have been easier if the Lord Christ of our Lord Jesus and try to turn them into a Pharisee-like disciples.
所以你会不会觉得如果主耶稣把他们这些门徒都变成有点像法利赛人的这样的外表的话，是不是他们做起工作来会更容易呢？
Now what I mean is that it would have been easier if the Lord will turn them into legalistic disciples than a disciples of Christ.
所以你真正讲起来的话，对主耶稣来说应该是改变他们的外表容易得多，比改变把真正的把他们变成主的门徒要容易得多。
Because you see, the work of God is not outside in, but inside out.
所以神的工作它不是从我们外面开始，它乃是从我们里面先开始。
Yes, the Lord did call him Cephas, which means Peter, but this rock is rough and needs to be cut down.
是的，我们主耶稣称他为基法。翻出来，也就是彼得，他这块石头，这个石头，它是一个很粗的石头。
Indeed, that if you remember, that Peter is a person full of himself.
因为我们还记得彼得说，就是他自己他完全有自己的性格。
He asked the Lord that, Lord, how many times I have to forgive my brother?
他也问主耶稣说，我多少次我要赦免我的兄弟呢？
And he told the tax collector, the temple tax collectors, is they asked the Lord, does your Lord pay taxes? And without consulting him, he said yes.
所以彼得，你还记得也是这位当来收电税的人来问他，你们的主是不是你们父子是不是也应当交这个电税？他没有去问耶稣，他就自己做了主。他说要付电税。
And then he rebuked the Lord.That you shall not go to the cross.
他也是那位跟主说，这个不可发生在你身上。
And then he told the Lord, "You shall never wash my feet."
另外一个还是在洗脚的时候，他也说，主啊，你不可洗我的脚。
And lastly, you remember that he is the one who cut off the servant of the high priest at the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以另外一个还是他，是他拿着这个剑砍下了这个大祭司的仆人的这个耳朵。
He's so earnest.And he's so truthful, and he's so honestly wrong.
所以他也非常的真实，他也非常真实，但是他常常是犯错。
He's indeed a stone.
他实在是一个石头。
But he's a rolling stone.
但是那块石头是会滚动的石头。
He is not dependable, impulsive.
因为他实在是这个脾气是浮躁是很难能够可以说被完全的信靠。
Peter himself said in Acts 4:11 says, "This is the stone which builders have counted worthless, and he has become the head of corner." And how much? So anyway,
所以在使徒行传的第四章是彼得自己说，他说那个被匠人所遗弃的这块石头已经成了这个头块房角石。
So how much?Chiseling and grinding the Lord needs to work on him.
所以对他也知道我们主要在彼得身上所做的雕削的工作是很大的。
And just like our hymn says, Jesus, thine all-victorious love, shed in my soul abroad, then shall my heart no longer rove, rooted and fixed in God. Rooted and fixed in God.
正像这个查理，这个卫斯理的，他写了一首诗歌，是这样说的，他耶稣，你的全身的爱已经浇灌我心，我心就不再会摇摆，就能生根于神，摇动的心求你服役，使它变成坚牙。耶稣成为我的世界，我的全心成为爱。
And he translated already that my steadfast soul from falling free shall then no longer move, while Christ is all the world to me, and my heart, all my heart is love. And all my heart is love.
所以讲到在这耶稣成为我的全部的世界，我的心完全成为爱。
And so I like the Mandarin rendering of this hymn. And sometimes when you sing a hymn, and you almost like singing two different hymns, that the translation doesn't really match.
所以我很喜欢在这里翻译出来的这个中文哈，跟这个原词基本上是很相配。
No, actually, the translation in Mandarin, it doesn't fit in the translation in English sometimes.
但有的时候实际上中文的翻译跟那个这个英文不能完全的吻合。
Because it says, my steadfast soul from falling free shall then no longer move.
所以在这里讲到特别讲到就是我的心不会不再会摇摆摇动。
And then in the Mandarin, it's actually, it translates, it actually interprets that it's going to be like a steadfast rock, will not be moved.
所以在中文在翻译的时候是把它的按照原意思来翻译出来，就相当于一个很坚固的磐石，不再会动。
And another, another thing that which reminds me that there is a very popular exhibition in the National Palace Museum, Taipei.
所以另外一件事让我特别想起是在这个国家博物馆，在台北的国家博物馆里面有一个展品。
And how do I know it's popular? Because just by looking at the fingerprints of the display glasses, and this exhibit is very popular.
你怎么知道这个大家都非常喜欢的这个展品呢？你就看到这个橱窗玻璃上面那么多的指纹在上面，你就知道大家都很喜欢看。
It's called the J Cabbage.
是讲到一个玉白菜。
And so, and it's actually it's not a very big jade. Is in fact the jade is very flawed.
它真正讲起来，这个玉哈玉石哈，并不是很大的玉石，它实际上这个玉石是有瑕疵的玉石。
And yet, under the skilled craftsman, jade craftsman, it became a masterpiece.
但是你要知道，是在这个精益的这个精雕的这个师傅的手下哈，它变成了一块大的杰作。
Its defects becomes a beautiful display of a work from a master's hand.
所以它虽然那个瑕疵有瑕疵，但这个瑕疵在这个大师的手下成为一个杰作。
His restoration is part of his plan, is not an afterthought.
所以讲到主耶稣神他的修复的工作，并不是后来做后来才出来的。
And so, when the Lord met Peter and he changed his name, and now the Lord met Peter again, this time is at the lake of Gennesaret.
所以当主耶稣见到彼得的时候，给他改了名字，然后这次再次又和这个彼得在一起，是在讲到哥尼撒勒湖边上的时候。
And we don't have time to read it, but in Luke chapter 5, that Jesus was preaching. At a large crowd.
是在路加福音里面第五章讲到，那是耶稣在那里讲道。
He has no place to stand, so he borrowed a boat. In fact, it was Peter's boat.
所以那个地方他人多，他没有地方站，所以他就借了一个船，站在船上。那个船正好是彼得的船。
And so while others have basically have done fishing, that Peter's boat seems to be the only ones left at the time.
所以其他的渔民可能他们已经做完了今天的捕鱼的工作，他们已经走了，只有正好彼得还在那里。
And after the preaching and you're supposed to disperse the crowd.
所以照理想，当耶稣讲完道了之后，他应该就会让大家一起散去。
But what was interesting that was recorded in Luke chapter 5, it was not a sermon, but it was what happened afterwards.
但是特别感到有点惊奇的是，在这里路加第五章里面没有特讲到提到主耶稣他的讲道，但是他确实提到下这件事情。
It was especially Peter's reaction to the Lord.
特别讲到是彼得对主耶稣基督的反应。
It's out of this extraordinary event the Lord told him to go fishing.
这是一个出于一个很意外的情况叫彼得去你去捕鱼。
You see, the Lord grew up in Nazareth, and everybody knew him that he was a son of a carpenter.
所以主耶稣他是拿撒勒长大的大家那时候都知道他是一个木匠的儿子。
Even I know that carpenter is not a commercial fisherman.
我也知道做木工的木匠的话和这个专业的这个打鱼的是不一样的。
And, but yet, this carpenter, son of carpenter, took Peter to fish.
但是现在是这位木匠的儿子来教这个彼得去打鱼。
And, the name Simon, it means to listen, to hear.
他的名字叫西门他就是意思是听可以注意到的意思。
Now Peter has fished all night, he caught nothing. The word says, yet at your word, I'll let down the net.
所以彼得他实际上已经打鱼打了一个晚上没有得到任何但是他为了顺服主他就说好吧我就撒网。
And not only that, he did caught the fish, but the net was almost broken.
彼得不但确实抓到了鱼而且这个渔网差险些要破了。
Not only the net was almost broken, the boats were almost sinking.
不但这个渔网险些要破，而且这个船就险些要沉了。
And Peter and all those who were with him were astonished at the haul fish which they had taken.
所以那个时候，彼得和他所有的人在那一起都非常惊讶他们这一网所打上来的鱼。
Now, if you have seen those fishermen fish, sometimes they caught lots of fish, sometimes they caught nothing.
如果你们也知道一些渔民的话，他们有的时候会打到很多，有的时候一条都没有。
And these commercial fishermen that they hope and pray that they'll catch something.
所以
they'll catch something.
这些专门的商业捕鱼的，他们正希望他们能够捕到很多的鱼。
And one thing's for sure, when they catch something, they cheer, they rejoice, and then they use more vulgarities.
所以他们我们有一条非常确信，他们如果捕到多的鱼的话，他们就会非常的喜乐，非常的高兴。
And if they did caught nothing, they are very upset, and they caught some more. They cuss some more.
如果他们如果没有抓到，什么都没有抓到的话，他们不但是沮丧，而且他们说一些这咒诅的话。
And I don't know how you will react, but seeing this windfall profit, that the ordinary reaction for these fishermen will be, I'm rich.
所以我不知道你们会怎么想，当这些渔民彼得他们抓了这么多的鱼的时候，他们心里面会不会想我们已经我们富足了，我们那个发财了。
Jesus is going to make me rich.
所以耶稣会让我一直发财。
And every time when I go fishing, I'm going to take him with me.
所以下次我每一次去捕鱼的话，我要带着耶稣去。
But this was not the reaction of Simon Peter.
但是彼得他却不是西门彼得，却不是有这样的反应。
Instead, he fell at knees. Instead, he fell on his knees and saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, Lord."
所以实际上，彼得他反而是跪下，他跟主说，你离开我吧，我是一个罪人。
So let's just backtrack a little bit and see what's going on here.
所以让我们稍微再回顾一下。
You know, at the time that as a fisherman, any time, but if you want to catch fish as a commercial fisherman, you have to get up at night, and then you go into the lake to fish.
所以你如果真正讲一个渔民的话或者捕鱼的话，他一定要很早很早就起来，然后到到湖里去。
It is hard work, and you sweat, and you smell like fish.
所以你这是一个非常艰苦的工作，你全身闻上去就像鱼一样的。鱼的气味很重。
And remember, at the time there was no refrigeration, and there was no packing plants.
所以那个时候你知道他们那个时候并没有冰箱也没有一些包装的工厂。
And then whatever you caught that day, and then you have to sell it immediately.
所以不管你抓到什么鱼的话，你希望立刻就把它卖掉。
Of course, for you Northwesterners, you can make smoked salmon, right?
所以当然对你们这边来讲，可能啊西北边这边你们可以做熏鱼哈，做熏鱼。
But here is another at a level of challenges, and so but here comes the tax collector.
所以这个时候啊，再加上更一个挑战是，这个收税的人会过来。
So let's say my brother is a tax collector. I'm the fisherman.
如果假设啊，他是贾许瓦是啊捕鱼的，我是收税的。
And then let's say for every 10 fishes I caught, I have to give him 5.
如果我每抓到十条的话，我要五条要给这个收税的。
Because that's how the tax collector make money by bidding up his quotas from the Romans, but then again, he has to tax his own people.
所以这就是收税的，他们怎么样来使他们自己能够赚到钱呢？就是他们向罗马人能够尽量给他们高收，我能够收到多少税。然后同时呢，回过来压榨这些收税的人尽量的从他们多多的榨取。
So I labor, I sweat, and then I have to give a large sum of my fish to the tax collector.
所以我虽然做渔民呢，在这里真是辛苦劳苦，但是我却要把货收获的大部分要给这个收税的交。
So every time when I see my brother comes, I cuss him some more.
所以每次我当看到这个收税的人来的话，我就要说这个咒诅的话。
And then I look at the high priest and the scribes to see if I can find hope and relief.
所以我在这里看到，就是说对大祭司来讲，或者是的这个文士来讲，里面有没有一些能够从那个里面得到一些被减轻好这税。
But instead of lowering my financial burden, they add more burden to what and telling me what I shouldn't do or I should do.
所以反而从这个大祭司或者是文士这边没有得到能够是帮助我的财政方面能够有点缓解，他们反而是告诉我你应当做什么，你不应当做什么。
So the Roman government is oppressive.
所以罗马政府是在这里很镇压压榨。
And the tax collector overburdens me.
另外，收税的把更大的负担加在身上。
And the religious leaders provides no hope and future for my relief.
宗教的领袖他也没有给我任何真正的盼望。
If you lived at that time, and you could possibly say that vanity is vanity.
所以那个，如果你生活在那个时候，你可能会说虚空的虚空。
So when Peter says that he fished all night and caught nothing, it's indeed true because it reflects what his life was back then.
所以当彼得他说我们已经劳苦了一个晚上没有抓到任何鱼，这就完全表示他一个真正的生活就是这样。
Is your life a life that speaks of that you have fished all night?But caught nothing.
是不是你的生活也有这样同样的能够认识到，有同样的认识，劳苦了一夜，但是没有抓到一条鱼。
If there's any gospel friends here, we have yet to know the Lord.
如果我们这里还是有许多的福音的朋友的话，是的，你一定要认识神。
Life without God has no meaning, has no value.
我们知道，我们的生命里面当中，如果没有神的话，这个生命就没有任何的意义，也没有任何的价值。
When Jesus comes into your life, there's a peace, there's a joy, and there's direction.
当耶稣来到我们中间，成为我们 生命当中的部分，我们这里有喜乐和有方向和有平安。
But what Simon Peter saw on that day, it was not his blessings, but it was himself.
那天西门彼得他那天所见的，并不是是他一个祝福，乃是他自己。
Because anyone who have met him, that you can only say on your knees and say, I'm a sinner.Because he is holy and I'm not worthy.
所以实际上那天他看见的话，就像彼得一样，我们每一个人都像彼得一样，我们要跪下来说，我们不配，我们是罪人。
Simon is like that net is almost breaking.
所以西门他就像那个要快要破的网一样。
How can any mortal man withstand God's glory?
所以我们在地上，我们腐朽的人怎样能够承受神的荣耀呢？
So we thank God that. not only he caught a boatload of fish, but God caught him as a fisherman.
所以我们感谢神，不但是彼得他真是收获了一大网的鱼，但更重要的是主耶稣他得到了彼得。
But don't for a moment that now he suddenly transformed from Peter instantly to become Don't for a moment that he suddenly transformed from Simon to Peter just like that.
所以我们不要想象只是好像那么快一瞬时的转变，从西门一下就变成了彼得。
Because, as I said before, any rock will, that is need to be fitted to that cornerstone needs to be chiseled, need to be grinded.
所以就像我前面特别提到，如果是一块石头的话，三叶的石头要变成建筑材料的话，一定要被好好的雕琢。
And of course, how little Peter know himself?
所以我们知道，那彼得怎样能够真正的认识他自己呢？
And I will not blame him for this because I feel I'm the same.
虽然我不会在这里好像怪彼得，但实际上我觉得我自己也是跟他一样。
It is natural to think this way.
所以我们常常会很自然的这样想。
Because after all, that if you see that your Lord is caused the blind to receive their sight, the lame to walk.The leper to be cleansed, the deaf can hear, and the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel to proclaim to them. Of course, that you feel that you can follow him forever.
如果你知道我们的这位神主耶稣，他是这样让瞎子能够看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，而且是聋子能够听见，穷人有福音传给他们的话，当然。
Just like our hymn says that, in fancy I stood by the shore one day.Of the beautiful murmuring sea, I saw the great crowds as they thronged away of the stranger of Galilee. I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see. The lame was made whole by the matchless skill of stranger of Galilee.
这是刚才一首诗。诗歌的这个名字叫做加利利的陌生人，他是这样说到的，第一节是仿佛当年在加利利海滨眼望面前波光粼粼，我见岸上群众拥足如云，睁看加利利陌生人，我见他怎样医好瞎眼者，即刻叫他重见光明，又施恩能叫瘸腿者前行，奇妙加利利陌生人。
And I felt I could love him forever. So gracious, tender was he. I claimed him that day as my savior, the stranger of Galilee.
那时我便立意永远爱他，因他那温柔怜悯，那日便认他为我救主，这加利利陌生人。
Isn't that how you feel that when the Lord first captured your heart?
你是不是也同样的有感觉，当主耶稣第一次进入你的心的时候，
that you felt that you could love him forever.
所以你的时候会觉得你会永远的爱他。
And so as the Lord walked on water, Peter followed.
当主耶稣在水面上行走的时候，彼得要去跟他。
And after feeding 5,000, and Jesus turned to the 12, do you wish to go away also?
当主耶稣为给五千人给五千人有喂饱的时候，他们转过来对这个他的十二个门徒说，你们要离开我吗？
And Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
因为彼得就回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还要去跟随谁呢？
Even the Lord rebuked him on the Mount of Transfiguration that he was not offended. The Lord said to him, get behind me, Satan. But he still followed.
所以虽然主耶稣在变化山上面斥责了彼得，但是彼得他没有觉得好像是被伤害了，他仍然跟随主。
Yeah, dear brothers and sisters, even our earnest and fervent devotion to the Lord needs to be broken.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，虽然我们很真诚的来爱主的心，我们出自我们自己的仍然要被来破碎。
We need to be broken and to be recovered by him.
我们需要被主来完全的破碎，然后被他来完全的修复。
We need to see that our net is almost at the breaking point.
当我们人们能够看到我们自己的网，就像那快要破的网一样。
And as I found out that as I continue to read the Gospels and the Epistles, there's less and less Simon. There's more and more Peter.
当我在读这个圣经的这个福音书，包括书信书的时候，我看到越来越看到更多的是彼得，西门就越来越少。
So let's fast forward that when the Lord is about to depart the earth.
所以我们快速的往前面推进当主耶稣就要离开这个世界的时候。
And he says that with a little while you shall seek me, but you cannot find me. Where I go, you cannot come.
所以他说过一会儿你们目前还跟我在一起，但过一会儿你们就不能再见我。
As you can imagine, that Peter, who had been following him 3.5 years, day in and day out, and he's puzzled.
所以可以想象，彼得日夜和主耶稣在一起，他这时候听到这话，他就里面有很大的疑惑。
And it's natural, and it is very understandable. Peter answered and said to him, "And though all shall be offended because of you, I will never be offended."
所以非常很自然的从彼得能说出这样的话。所有人都要离弃你的话，我绝对不会离弃你。
And in Mark, which is penned by the Peter's, I think cousin, Peter's cousin Mark, who penned the Gospel of Mark, he said, "I will never deny you."
所以可以说彼得的这个就讲到马可福音里面讲到这个他特别写到这个福音书的时候说，彼得说，我永远不会离弃你。
And John, it says, "I will lay down my life for you."
然后那个约翰也说，那个在约翰福音书里面说，也是彼得说，我愿意为你舍命。
But what was Jesus' reply?
但耶稣他的回答是什么呢
？He said, "Peter, Peter, though the Satan ask of you to sift you like wheat."
所以他讲，彼得啊，彼得啊，撒旦要像筛你们用筛子来筛你们。
Peter, you shall deny me 3 times before the cock crow twice.
所以彼得，你会否认我3次，在鸡叫前你否认我3次。
And Jesus even prophesied that Peter, when you returned, that go to Galilee. I'll go before you in Galilee.
所以当你回转的时候耶稣说我会在你以前先到加利利。
This is how the Lord recovered Peter with such gentleness.
所以这是我们主是如何这样的温柔的来挽回彼得。
Because, even though Satan asked of Peter, Satan asked of him,
虽然撒旦
to sift him like wheat.
所以虽然是这个撒旦是在这里来筛筛彼得一样这样的筛他的话
，but Satan sift Peter or sift the disciples so to get the chaff, but God also sift to get the wheat.
所以撒旦在这里筛彼得也好，和他们主的门徒也好，他们是要他所得到的却是那个麸皮，但是主耶稣他要来在这里精选筛来是得到的是麦子麦粒。
Because in 1 Peter 1:7 says, "The trial of your faith." Being much more precious than the gold that perishes, but being proven through fire might be found praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在这里彼得前书1:7，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那火炼试验仍然能坏的金子更宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
When the Lord says that you will die for me, and he said, "You will deny me 3 times."
当主耶稣跟彼得说，你会为我死吗？你但是你却会否认我3次。
But what he didn't say is that not only that Peter will deny him 3 times, he will curse him 3 times also.
在这里讲到主耶稣他所说的话，并不是说只是简单的否认，而且是他里面好像有像发誓誓言那样的否认。
I don't mean curse the Lord 3 times, but he will curse and deny him.
所以他讲的啊，并不是说是啊咒诅的意思，就是说他好像自己发誓啊，说不认识他。
And I remember this reminds me of my grandma's jade bracelet, jade brace, bracelet. Yeah.
这个突然让我想到，就是说，我的祖母，她的手链哈，手环。
And
it was only the
artifact that that was left with me and my daughter.
所以这是我祖母仅仅给我们存留的她的一些珠宝和我的女儿。
And then because my daughter loves her very much, so before she passed away, but after she passed away, she was holding in her hand instead of wearing on her wrist.
所以因为我的女儿也非常的就是喜欢的这位祖母哈，所以太祖母，所以她那个她没有她在过世的时候她没有戴在手上，她是抓在抓着这个。玉环抓在手上。
And you know what, jade are very slippery, and then it fell on the floor, and it dashed into pieces.
所以你知道这个玉好像这个非常的光滑哈，它不小心的话就已经摔到地上，然后就破碎了。
And I felt that this is just like Peter. The tighter he tried to hold on to the Lord, the harder he fell.
所以这就让我真想了彼得一样的，他好像是要紧紧的抓住神的时候，但实际上他没有抓住，反而是好像是。失败。
Because Peter needs to learn that it is not he is trying to holding on to him, but Jesus is holding on to Peter.
所以让彼得真正学到的，并不是说他能够抓住主，但是实际上他被主能够抓住。
2 Timothy 2:13, if we do not believe him, yet he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
所以在提摩太里面特别讲到，虽然我们不信，但是他仍然是信实的。
He is the one who is faithfully to complete it to the end.
他是一个完全信实的，让我们能够保守我们到底的。
And as Jesus foretold them that Peter, go meet me in the Galilee.
所以主耶稣跟彼得讲，去，我会在加利利那里与你相见。
So John chapter 21 is a familiar passage, perhaps to familiar with many of you.
所以约翰福音二十一章。可能是大家都非常熟悉的。
Now the Lord passed, the Lord died, so goes with Peter's hope.
所以当主耶稣在他死了，同样彼得他的希望也破灭了。
Even those the sister, the Mary, the three Marys that told him, and Peter also went into the tomb about his to see the empty tomb, but he didn't understand.
所以包括玛利亚，有三个玛利亚一直跟他这样讲，这空的坟墓。包括彼得自己也去看，但是他那时候完全不能明白。
So what does the Lord want them to do at the Galilee?
所以主耶稣要在那里加利利与彼得相见，要做什么呢
？But I think the Lord especially choose Galilee as a setting to recover Peter.
我相信主耶稣特别选定加利利那里是要来帮助恢复复健这个彼得。
And so, so all the disciples went with him.
当然其他的门徒也跟着彼得一起去了。
And they said, "Well, let's go fishing."
那我们做什么呢？我们就一起打鱼吧。
And once again, he caught nothing all night.
所以同样，这次整夜下来还是没有抓到一条鱼。
But Lord did something very interesting here because there was fish and there was bread and there was fire on the seashore.
所以主耶稣他做了一件非常有趣的事情就是那里有鱼有面包还有火
before he told them to went fishing
因为主耶稣在叫他们去打鱼之前主耶稣已经把这些都准备好
so the Lord told him to fishing is not to fill their stomach the Lord told them to go fishing is to teach him a lesson
所以主耶稣叫彼得他们去打鱼并不是叫他们填饱他们肚子而是要给他们有功课要学
Because it was deja vu all over again, and that's why the one that whom Jesus loved says, "It's the Lord."
所以那个时候同样的事情发生了。这个时候也是主耶稣所爱的门徒说发现哦，这是主。
And they caught 153 fish, large fish.
所以他们这次抓到了153条大鱼。
And I don't have the time to expound the significance of 153, but here are many. Last time I met, there's some math majors and computer programmers, and they can tell you 153 is a very special number.
所以我倒不是 想详细的讲这个153这个数字的很大的意义因为我也遇到许多包括你们当中也选择就是数学专家或者是电脑的专家，你们知道这个里面153这个数字有它特别的意义在里面。
But it has to do with the exponent of three.
它好像是跟指数三有关系。
So, this is the third time that Jesus showed to the disciples.
所以这是第三次主耶稣向他的门徒显现。
And three times Peter denied the Lord.
也是彼得也曾经三次否认主。
And then three times that Jesus about to ask Peter, "Do you love me?"
同样，主耶稣也是有三次问彼得，你爱我吗
？And here, that when the Lord asked him, "Do you love me?" the word "love" used is very unique. It's very unusual.
在这里，主耶稣他问彼得的，你爱我们的爱。这个爱是很特别的字。
Because nowhere else in the Bible that the word agape and filial was used at the same time.
因为在整本圣经里面没有这个讲爱讲的神的爱和我们人的情感的爱同样的放在一起。
When God required man to love him with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul,that love is agape love. The love without reservation is the holy love.
所以那个神在这里讲的要我们爱他要尽心尽意尽力来爱神你的主的这个爱这是神圣的爱这是神圣的爱。
And yet, the filial love, which is the love that my brother translated earlier, is a love of affection, is also used here.
所以另外一个词的爱是讲到情感的爱这个方面在这里同时出现主耶稣用了 同时出现一个神圣的爱和一个情感的爱
The first two times the Lord used agape The last time the Lord asked him to filial Do you filial me?
所以前面两次是耶稣说的是神圣的爱那么最后第三次的讲的爱是讲到情感的爱
Because each timePeter responded to the Lord. He used filial. He used a love of affection and not agape.
所以虽然主耶稣前两次问他的是神圣的爱，但是彼得回答的却是情感的爱，是我爱你。
And I think it speaks to me that the Lord, his who himself humble himself, his love is so condescending.
因为我们知道主耶稣他实在是谦卑自己他的爱是永远的爱。
His love is not something that is so high that is unreachable.
他的爱并不是说我们好像很远，我们不能触及的，不能摸到的。
It was not his agape love that recovers us. It was his filial love that restores us.
不仅仅是他的神圣的爱能够帮助我们恢复修复，乃是他的这个情感的爱能够帮助我们完全的回向他。
It's no wonder in 1 Corinthians 16:22 says, if anyone does not filial the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be cursed.
所以不奇怪，我们在哥林多前书里面说，如果若有人不爱主，这个人可咒可诅。
If I don't even have any affection toward the Lord, yes, let me be cursed.
如果我没有里面真正的一点来爱主耶稣的话，是的，我们要受到咒诅。
I just wanted to wrap this up. By telling you a last story that I recalled, a story I'm going to share with you.
所以我来结束之前，我想告诉讲一个故事。
And when I was just like our sister that I believe Sister Peng and you guys have a choir with the young people, right?
就像我们像在这里一样，我们也有诗班，我们像孝爱姐妹在这里，我们一起带领诗班。
When I was a teenager, I was also a member of the choir.
我那时候还在十几岁的时候，我也参加了诗班。
And once I was remember the a few of us was invited. It was a very small choir. A few of us was invited to a wedding at a restaurant.
所以我们那时候那有几个人呢？我们被邀请去参加在一个婚礼，是在一个餐馆里面举行的一个婚礼里面。
And I think this is the only time I have attended a wedding ceremony at a Chinese restaurant.
所以这是也是可以说我有生以来第一次是在这个参加婚礼是在这个中国餐馆里面参加。
And this was there was a brother and a sister there sitting there, and then we are singing this thing, How Jesus Loves You and Me. How Jesus Loves You and Me.
所以在这里是弟兄姐妹都坐在那里，我们在这里唱的歌是耶稣基督爱你和我。
There was only few tables there.
那里没有几个桌子哈。
And I have this image etched in my mind. I will never forget that everybody was so happy and joyous except the groom.
所以那时候给我真是很深的印象，大家在那里都非常喜乐的高兴，但只有一个人，就是那个新郎在那里，不是那么高兴。
So for a moment I thought, well, maybe he wasn't happy because, is it because he doesn't want to get married?
所以一上来，第一个进到我脑子里面说，是不是他不太高兴，是不是他不想结婚呢？
But then I remember that he was just within maybe months ago that he married to another girl. I don't know whether or not she is a sister or not.
所以那时候突然让我脑子里面想到了，就在大概一个月前的时候。
No, I don't know how many months, but months ago. Recent.
让我突然想到，就最近啊，可能过去不知道多少月以前。 这位新郎，他是跟另外一个女孩子结婚，但我并不知道那个女孩子是不是基督徒。
And then as soon as they almost got married and then she left him.
所以几乎是他们刚刚才结婚，然后那个女孩子就离开他了。
And so, and he was very sad.
所以那个时候他就，这个新郎那个时候他就非常的难过。
And you see, this was a brother that who was a little bit older and he has been wanting to get married for a long time.
所以这位弟兄，他是比较年纪，岁数是大一些，他一直想要结婚。
And yet this happiness of marriage came to him, and almost as soon as the happiness left him.
所以这个时候他的想要结婚的这个愿望，好像那个时候已经达到了，刚刚达到，然后又没了，又丢掉了。
And I knew that the sister that the Lord provided him later at this wedding banquet, she was a very good sister.
所以我是认识这位他现在要结婚的这位姐妹，她是非常一位爱主的姐妹。
And then she loved the Lord.
她是很爱主的。
I think he must feel that he could have just waited a little bit longer.
所以我那时候可能想象他心里在想，就是说我如果稍微等的时间长一点就好了。
He was sad not because he doesn't want to get married.
他比较沮丧，并不是说他不想结婚。
I think he was sad because the love of God touched him.
因为他的难过是因为神的爱真正的摸到了他。
Until I get a little bit older, I understood how he felt.
当我慢慢的，我也长大了之后，我能够更加的体验到他当时的想法。Peter
was recovered not because of some preaching or the Lord scolded him.
彼得能够至于能够被恢复过来，并不是因为一些主的教导和一些主的训斥。Peter
was recovered because Lord's affectionate love for him.
因为彼得被完全的 挽救回来，重新复健回来，是因为主的那个情感的爱。You
know the story didn't end there. The story did not end here.
所以我们的故事并不是在这里结束。Every
Onesimus needs a Paul.
所以所有的阿尼西姆他们需要保罗。Every
Paul needs a Barnabas.
保罗需要巴拉巴。Every
Mark needs a Peter.
马可需要彼得。Every
Peter needs a savior.
所有的彼得都需要一个救主。Let's
bow our head and pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。Lord,
we thank you that you love us without reservation.
主啊，我们感谢你，你爱我们没有任何的保留。You
show us what is love of a father.
因为你实在是将父的爱再次的向我们显明。
So Lord, this morning perhaps that there are some of us who have, like the prodigal son, have gone away from you.
所以父啊，今天我们可能当中有些像浪子一样的离开了你。
Help us to see that you are waiting for us. waiting for us to come home.
帮助我们看见你，你在哪里等待你的浪子回家。
But perhaps that we are like that older son that we have been in the house, but we don't feel like home.
但是我们也有当中可能就像那个大儿子一样，虽然和你在一起，但是我们好像没有感觉到是在家里。
That we have all these inheritance, but we are not able to enjoy it.
你给我们所有的产业，但是我们在这里没有办法享受。
And we are grumpy and we're complaining.
我们常常的抱怨。
But Lord, may your love touch all of us this morning.
主，我们真是愿你的爱摸到我们每一个人。
May you show us that there's no way that we can love you with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our mind.
让我们真正的看到我们自己，靠我们自己，我们没有办法真正的尽心尽意尽力来爱你。
We can only love that the love that you've given for us, and may you love for us.
因为只有你给我们爱的时候，你爱我们的时候，我们才能够爱。
May you bless your word. In Jesus' name I pray.
愿你祝福你的话语，祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.